And welcome once again to what I call American Exposé, listeners. The 10th anniversary of this broadcast will be on July 1st of next year. 10 years of trying to tell the impossible, listeners. Basically, it's telling the impossible. It is telling the impossible. It's how can people out there, when they're not tuned in to what we research and what we've been researching over the years, how can they believe what we're talking about? How can they believe that we live a Hegelian dialectic scenario where things are being set up at us and on us? How can people believe anything that we tell them? And then when we mention Agenda 21, they haven't heard of it before. It doesn't sound like a harmful thing, Agenda 21, until people research it and find out and get into more detail, and then they say this leads to that and that leads to this, and here we are to this situation where eventually we won't even be able to drive very far. Regulation of driving will be in place. If the next terrorist event that I predict, well, I don't predict, but it's easy to predict the fact that the next terrorist event that's been promoted and predicted by the federal government will have to be engineered through the highways, more than likely, to make it mandatory to have passports to go to cities. And we'll have to have to pay, to have our papers checked. There will be a convenient way to get this engineered and done through the automation and the biochip and the microchip. And will people accept this? They'll have no choice but to accept it as the progressive direction increases. I see from someone commentary on Bad News in America, and they call it America with a K, just like I do. The Bushites and the Clintonistas, the American disaster. It says the mass of asses in New England today are begging for Scrubby to declare martial law throughout New England due to floods and mudslides. Has anyone noted that the rainstorms on the East Coast are moving south to north for the past 2 days, and again today, which is unnatural? Rainstorms normally move from the west or northwest, from the west or northeast, and from the southwest. aren't the morons in Washington having so much with scalar technology, he asks. Most people don't know what scalar technology is, including myself, listeners. The Attorney General of New York was bragging on the news tonight that he had cut a deal with Yahoo to shut down several chat rooms. I have not received anything from any Yahoo group in 2 days. Is anyone else experiencing the same thing, he asks. Earthquakes are being predicted for California, Washington, and Missouri in the next 2 to 14 days. See three of the predictions below as he has them for what they are worth. Remember, Scrubby wants martial law at all costs. Therefore, his floods, mudslides, and earthquakes are all on his agenda. Turn in your guns and accept the national ID cards, and all these terrible things will magically go away. And all that, folks, in Japan and the South Pacific, you can expect tidal waves. Head your way. And oh my, isn't so much fun to play with scalar technology, is what he asks. Isn't it so much fun to play with scalar technology? Then, too, there is all the federal grand jury indictments, which should be handed down within the next 8 days. Man-made disasters, well, and are probably bent coordinated to cover the situation or block such an event. Scrubby has no intention of allowing Congress to impeach him. Stock market is expected to drop below 9,800 sometime between tomorrow and Monday, the 24th. This individual says, isn't Scrubby wonderful? Oh, I almost forgot. And there comes the bird flu, brought to you courtesy of the CIA. This comes from Sir David Andrew. Well, he has every reason to be in this thought pattern of concern. Every reason to be concerned about this. Every reason to be concerned. And you have every reason to be concerned as well. We are being maneuvered and manipulated on a daily basis, and that is the problem. We have our sons and daughters, fathers and mothers, and boyfriends and girlfriends off to another Vietnam in the Middle East for the UN system. Bush is in charge this time. He was Richard Nixon and Lyndon Baines Johnson, who had control of the helm during the Vietnam War. Tomorrow night, we will have William Roberts with us again, the co-host of the broadcast. He will be discussing, and myself will be discussing, the Vietnam era. Many of you don't recall the Vietnam era. Many of you were too young to remember the Vietnam era. But tomorrow we will do that. The research portion of our website under the date October 13th has become monumental. We're trying to finalize the direction of categorizing the topics, as our new web person is going to do that, as this person works with Dennis. And I'm not free to give the name out yet. So we're just going to leave it alone at this point in time. At this juncture, who knows who or how people feel about their name being brought over the airwaves, such as myself and others that have stood out with their names. At this juncture, I don't see any reason not to. The biggest problem right now is the bird flu pandemic. This is being planned for us. And yet, when you go to the front of the website at the top, and I look at the paper today, October 13th, hope for rescue fades after quake. Out of Pakistan, rescue efforts gave way to aid relief as hopes faded Wednesday of finding more survivors in Pakistan's devastated earthquake zone. Still, miracles emerged amid the mystery. A Russian team rescued a 5-year-old girl trapped for nearly 100 hours under the rubble of her family home. So what do we have? A UN conglomeration of individuals coming in with relief for the earthquake zone. This is going to be standard operation in the future. This was done in our country. Did we accept all the aid that was given to us? Apparently not. That was offered to us, put it that way. Once again, we go back to William Cohen's statement from April 28, 1997. Others are engaging even in an echo type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes, remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. And this is Secretary of Defense William Cohen in 1997, listeners. Set off earthquakes, set off earthquakes. William Cohen, Secretary of Defense, made that statement. Set off earthquakes. Are earthquakes being set off? Was the earthquake in Pakistan set off? I believe absolutely so. Will the earthquakes that have been predicted by Sir Andrew be set off? I am concerned that yes, they will be set off. I am very, very adamant about this, and most of you are as well. That's why you're listening. The hurricanes, Katrina and Rita, engineered, because if they can be steered, they can be steered away from harm's way. It's common sense, listeners. Common sense. It's just most obvious to me. Here we see U.S., Pakistani, German, and Afghan helicopters delivered tents, blankets, and medical equipment and brought back dozens of badly injured people on each return flight. The choppers flew in clear skies after stormy weather forced the suspension of flights Tuesday. At a landing zone, in Muzaffarabad, the capital of Pakistan's portion of Kashmir, doctors selected only the most severely injured for evacuation. And here it is. The United Nations estimated about 4 million people were affected, including 2 million who lost homes, and warned that measles, cholera, and other diseases could break out. About 50,000 Pakistani troops joined the relief effort. Now here we are with our disaster in America, their disaster in Pakistan. Iran received an earthquake last year, or maybe a little further back than last year. So we see these directions being manipulated, in my opinion, and maneuvered very easily. Washington has pledged $50 million in relief aid to Pakistan, a key ally in its fight against terror. The World Bank said it would double its initial commitment to aid to Pakistan to $40 million and said the long-term amount could run to hundreds of millions of dollars. The World Bank, the IMF, the Secretary of the Treasury, U.S. Governor of the IMF and the World Bank of the U.N. system. Our Treasury Department has been turned over to the IMF. Every country that is a member of the UN has turned over their treasury to the IMF. And that's chronicled on our website. The UN system is alive and well in America, and just because no one knows about this should tell you very, very much what the situation lies in America today. You have endangered species costing much money. You have invasive species costing a fortune. You have the fact that oil is available here, and yet we farm it from foreign countries because we're so in debt that that's what we have to do, apparently. Now, this was all engineered during the Reagan administration. Ronald Reagan. Everyone thought Ronald Reagan was a great president. Or most every Republican, that is. Well, that's so far from the truth, it's ridiculous and redundant. He was the best actor money could buy, Ronald Reagan. George Herbert Walker Bush was vice president under Ronald Reagan. Don't forget Boyd Graves and the man who solved AIDS. AIDS, as we covered last night, you can get the tape on the network. AIDS has a cure. There is a cure for AIDS. We interviewed Dr. Boyd Graves yesterday. He was not able to come on tonight. He will be with us hopefully next week when he comes back from the Nation of Islam convention, as Louis Farrakhan invited him to that convention to disclose to the people at that convention that AIDS is a designer disease to depopulate the black population. I don't think it's that discriminate. I don't think that's the case. However, there's reason for concern for his safety. I'm very concerned for his safety. What can I say, listeners? Here we see Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice promised Wednesday long-term U.S. assistance to help Pakistan rebuild from an earthquake that has taken at least 30,000 lives, left 1 million homeless, and leveled villages. Now, if this was created and we can get to the bottom of this, wouldn't it be nice to expose it? Wouldn't it be nice to expose this big boondoggle that we're under? Weather wars, weather modification, environmental modification, keep in mind, as most of you realize. The INMOD Treaty was formed in 1977. The Environmental Modification Treaty was formed in 1977 under the UN banner. No country could use environmental modification on each other. Doesn't mean a thing. But we do know it exists. Condoleezza Rice made an unscheduled trip to Pakistan to demonstrate U.S. support for a key player in the White House's war on terrorism. She also was eager to be seen reciprocating the help that foreign nations, including Pakistan, gave after Hurricane Katrina struck the Gulf Coast. Isn't that remarkable? Rice spent only 2.5 hours in Pakistan, adding the stop on a day in which he also was in neighboring Afghanistan discussing its future. Now think about the 2008 elections. Can you see a Democratic ticket with Hillary Rodham Clinton running for president and Condoleezza Rice running as vice president? Can you see that? I can. And as the American people are so fed up with George Bush, the third Bush, listeners, the third Bush whacker, you know, there's no chance for a Republican to get in the next election to win. No chance. It will be a Republican ticket in 2008. Arnold wants to run. Arnold wants to be a dictator. Arnold has the blessing of George Soros and others that are high wheelers and dealers in the UN system to control mankind and to eliminate the population, a good portion of the population. So Hillary Clinton and Condoleezza Rice running for vice president and president, wouldn't that be the way it goes in the future? Could very well be. Connecting dots to Agenda 21 once again. Women in positions of prominence. According to certain sources, women take orders better than men. And that is the way it appears to be coming into. Here we see two new safer vaccines against whooping cough could prevent up to 1 million cases among U.S. teenagers and adults each year and keep them from infecting children who can die from the illness, a government study found. Now, once again, vaccinations come into the forefront in the papers. Vaccinations. Is there truly a good and safe vaccination? Or is good, clean, healthy living with wholesome food the way to survive? The vaccines tested on nearly 2,800 people ages 15 to 65 proved 92% effective in preventing infection with a highly contagious germ. Whooping cough, or pertussis, can cause weeks of misery and coughing so severe it cracks ribs. The bacterial disease can kill children, particularly unvaccinated babies. Vaccinating babies, listeners. The drug trust, the Rockefeller Drug Trust, is on the run again. The pharmaceutical industry, offshoots of that. Eleanor McBeal has an article in the research section that is needing everyone's attention that has an access to our website. I take no credit for the website, happy to say that, as we have to work together. We have to convince others to work with us to understand the big picture in place, the big problems from the past having been created. And I connect the dots to the 20th century smokescreen mainly because we have to increase our numbers of alert and aware individuals about what's happening to us today. Cases of whooping cough have dramatically declined over the past half century because most children get several shots against it by age six, they say. So let's encourage our children to have more shots, huh? However, immunity wears off over time, and outbreaks among U.S. adults and teenagers began rising sharply during the 1990s. According to the National Partnership for Immunization, teens and adults now account for about 60% of whooping cough cases. Last spring, the Food and Drug Administration approved two new booster vaccines, Boostrex, made by GlaxoSmithKline, is for 10 to 18-year-olds, and Adacil from Sanofi Aventis is for people 11 to 64. Both include boosters against diphtheria and tetanus. And once again, the study was reported in today's New England Journal of Medicine. Here we see from the AP, delayed vaccine shipments to some health departments and doctors' offices are hindering efforts to protect the highest risk patients, even as grocery stores open mass flu shot clinics. Before long, someday, how soon that will be, I'm not sure. Before you can walk into a grocery store, you have to prove your vaccinations are up to date. Whether you live through the vaccinations or not, that's another story. Whether the vaccines are creating the diseases from the past to the present, absolutely, according to learned individuals that do the research and study. We live scenarios of killing off populations, listeners. That's the hardest part for individuals to understand that are new to this. And this is my concern. This article from the AP says, federal health officials insist there will be plenty of vaccine to go around in the next few more weeks. A manufacturer barred from the U.S. market last year, Charon Corporation, is to resume sales soon, a move that should boost the nation's ultimate supply to 91 million doses, said Dr. Ray Strikus of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, listeners. Up until October 24th, flu shots are supposed to be reserved for the elderly, babies, people with asthma, and others at highest risk. After that, the shots are open to anyone. The CDC is getting complaints that many high-risk patients won't be reached by then, leaving them to compete for shots. October 24th, listeners. What is October 24th? The 60th anniversary of the United Nations. The benevolent United Nations. The set-up scenario system that maneuvers us today. Whether most of us realize it or not, that's beside the point. Do you know that NASCAR has a UN vehicle? NASCAR, stock car races? NASCAR sponsors, the United Way sponsors a NASCAR racing car. UN blue and all. Two shades of UN blue. Now, whether it qualifies every week to be in the races, the last stock car races, that's another story. But NASCAR has a United Way car. United Way, a non-governmental organization of the United Nations. Here we see a soldier with ties to Oklahoma died Monday in Ramadi, Iraq, after a roadside bomb detonated near his vehicle. The Defense Department announced Wednesday. Sergeant First Class Brandon K. Sneed, 33, had last lived in Norman before he was stationed in Fort Benning, Georgia, said his wife, Lori. This is a black man. Listeners, is Lori devastated tonight? He was raised in Houston and joined the Army after high school. Lori Sneed said she first met the man who would become her husband, while the two were both in the Army and stationed in Arizona. The couple married and made their first home in Oklahoma after finishing their tours in 1994. She said one of the last messages she got from her husband was an email he sent gloating about the Texas Longhorns' victory over the Oklahoma Sooners. The football rivalry had become a tradition in the Sneed home when he had been unable to celebrate the game at home this year, she said. sad. Unnecessarily sad, listeners. This is the problem. Constantly, we're deluged with propaganda in the papers. Wherever you live in the United States, the papers are showing the deaths of people. And that's the sad commentary to have here. 58,000 soldiers lost their lives in the Vietnam War. 85% of 5,000 POWs never returned from the Vietnam War. That's according to the Helms report. Senator Jesse Helms' staff made the report on POWs' MIAs spanning the entire 20th century. 58,000 gave their lives in the Vietnam War that was never supposed to win. Tomorrow night with William Roberts, we'll discuss the Vietnam War. We'll discuss, which is very easy for me and very easy for him, the fact that there were two sides to the Vietnam War. The war over there and stop the war over here. But it was never stop communism. We went over to Southeast Asia to stop the flow of communism. When communism was alive and well in Cuba, as you know, still is to this day. The war at home was just as devastating as the war over there, to the point where when soldiers came home from Vietnam, they were spat upon by the ignorant masses here that bought the line and the lie of the propaganda machine. And tomorrow night, we will uncover that devastating realization about the Vietnam War. No, we're not going to let you forget. I'm not going to let you forget. And then the Korean War, which is still ongoing to this very, very minute. The border is still in place. The guards are on both sides of the border patrolling. 8,000 POWs never returned from Korea, listeners. Now, my point about the Korean War is the fact that 8,000 POWs never returned. They were shipped off to communist China, shipped off to Soviet Russia in many respects, according to the Helms report. Do you think they were given viruses? Do you think they were given bird flu? Do you think they were given AIDS? You better believe they were being tested upon to see what kind of epidemic could be created. Hansa Molina disclosed the fact that there was a crematorium in North Korea to discard the bodies of the POWs after they were used as guinea pigs. Doesn't that just tear your gut to pieces, listeners? I wish all this was untrue. I wish I didn't have to do this. Oh, man. And here we see in the front page of the Oklahoma Today, October 13th, scratching the itch. Lunch brings out the buyers across state. And we're talking about excitement and anticipation merged with confusion, long lines, and a bit of revulsion to usher in Oklahoma's historic foray into the lottery Wednesday. As for logic, it came in small doses. Listen to this carefully. Quote, "I'm broke. I'm trying to make some money," end quote, said Luther Mason, a truck driver from Sassaqua in Seminole County, explaining his 6 a.m. purchase of 10 instant tickets at an East Oklahoma City truck stop. Mason drove off without scratching them, saying he preferred to let the tickets, quote, "simmer for a little bit," end quote, before checking his luck. That's how desperate people are today.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen. There's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, and regular guest, world-renowned economist Robert Chapman, right here on firstamendmentradio.com and WBCQ Shortwave at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188. If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at firstamendmentradio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25. Or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at firstamendmentradio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the programs on firstamendmentradio.com are listener-supported. Don't do Internet? Then call 559-781-3773 and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at firstamendmentradio.com.
Broadcast listeners, we see heavy rain continues to soak northeast, but before we get to that, as I was going to commercial pause, the lottery has come to Oklahoma. The desperation for the lottery is here. The move for that continues throughout America. People trying to make money off the lottery. It's a desperate move, listeners. 2 hours and 55 minutes ago, a seventh straight day of rain across much of the soggy northeast trapped motorists, delayed airline flights, and sent streams surging over their banks Thursday. Keep in mind, everything's being blamed on global warming, listeners. Flood warnings covered parts of Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey, and residents in some New Jersey communities were urged to evacuate their homes. Northern New Jersey received as much as 4.5 inches of rain in 48 hours, and forecasters said some areas of the state could get 2 more inches by Friday. Now, what is this all about? More weather anomalies being created, listeners? Look, if environmental modification and weather modification is a reality, everyone needs to expose it, listeners. Secretary of Defense says it is a reality. We need to connect these dots. Very, 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 very important, listeners. As people are scratching the itch for the lottery in Oklahoma, for the fourth straight week, U.S. personal bankruptcy filings hit an all-time weekly high as consumers marred in debt rush to file before next Monday when a new law makes it tougher to get federal debt relief. Is this not amazing? Nearly 103,000 Americans filed for bankruptcy in the week that ended Friday. 103,000 Americans, listeners. up from the previous weekly high of 68,287, according to figures from LinQuest Consulting Incorporated of Burlingame, California, a financial services advisory firm. Typically, bankruptcy filings were about 30,000 a week. Typically, listeners, bankruptcy filings. The deluge was swamped as swamped bankruptcy lawyers across the country and forced many to turn away customers. Washington lawyer Scott Arnapole said he was handling more than twice as many cases as usual and was trying not to turn anyone away. The rush is intended to beat Monday's enactment of new eligibility limits for filing under Chapter 7 of the Bankruptcy Code, which allows those in fiscal trouble to erase their debts after forfeiting their assets. Ouch. Under the new law, only bankruptcy petitioners who earn less than the median income in their states are eligible to file under Chapter 11. Those who earn more and can repay at least $6,000 over 5 years can file only under Chapter 13 Debt Reorganization Plan, which requires some repayment. The law would force about 10% of debtors to seek Chapter 13 debt relief instead of Chapter 7 protection. Studies have found, as a result, creditors would net another $1 billion to $4 billion in debt repayments over 5 years, according to similar studies. The law also requires listeners, filers, to submit more paperwork, such as tax returns and paycheck stubs, and to get credit counseling at their own expense within 6 months of applying. Ouch. You know, I always go back with the bankruptcy now, I go back to the survivors of Katrina with their car and truck payments, with their junk cars that are worthless now as a result of being submerged in water, but they're stuck, and the auto manufacturers and the financial agencies have relieved their debt for 3 months. In other words, they've relieved their car payments for 3 months. After that, they're going to have to make payments on junk cars and trucks. It was told to me by Tim that they're reevaluating the land in Texas that is below sea level for flood insurance, which has to be paid to FEMA. And so FEMA wants payments for flood insurance from residents in Texas. And evidently, the only place you can get flood insurance is from FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Connecting the dots is very, very simple today. As more and more are filing for bankruptcy, more and more are playing the lottery in hopes of finding a quick buck or a million or two there or here. Well, it's a set-up scenario that we live today, people. And that's the problem that I constantly deal with, that you constantly deal with, that are awake and aware, that have done your research. If you haven't done any research, everything I say, everything others say, gives every opportunity to turn it off and turn back the television. Here we see the federal government has moved nearly a quarter of a million Hurricane Katrina victims into hotel rooms, mobile homes, or other housing. But more than 22,000 people remain in shelters. The head of the relief effort said, well, where are they going to go? The news dampened hopes that the government could meet its self-imposed deadline to empty shelters of hurricane victims. President Bush set a mid-October goal for getting everyone out of the shelters. Coast Guard Vice Admiral Thad Allen said nobody would be forced out of shelters Saturday, but in the meantime, FEMA, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and the Small Business Administration will help the remaining evacuees find housing. Everything comes with a price tag. And are the people really being accounted for? 1 million were ordered to evacuate Katrina. It was reported that 2.2 million had evacuated as Rita was about to start. Long-term temporary housing still must be funded for at least 400,000 other Katrina victims now living in hotels or families or friends of family. FEMA is working to put them in travel trailers, mobile homes, or apartments until they find permanent homes. How are they going to find permanent homes when they don't have an income? And yet we're funding this relief. We had foreign troops in America, Mexican troops, troops from Holland, troops from Canada. Not one word about what happened to these troops and where they went and what they're doing. The point is that this was by design years ago, that foreign troops would be in this country to patrol this country. We would be in foreign countries to patrol those countries. That is the UN mandate. The federal government ordered 125,000 campers and mobile homes as housing for hurricane victims, but only about 6,700 are now occupied, while more than 9,000 others sit unused at government staging sites in Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas, said FEMA spokesman James McIntyre. In some cases, campers have been sent back because no one came to claim them. In Alabama, 200 unoccupied travel trailers were returned to the staging areas by state parks because not enough people were interested. Well, I can understand. Living in a camper for a long period of time is devastating. We've all had to do that in many respects at times. Tremendous information on AmericanExpose.com, American spelled with a K, not a C. From New Orleans, dated today, October 13th, 6 weeks after the flood, on the first day they could come back to look at their homes. Some residents of the lower Ninth Ward managed small moments of victory Wednesday, recovering bits of their pre-hurricane lives. A favorite piece of china, a photo album stored on a high closet shelf in one home, a battery-operated clock still ticking, still telling correct time. How could it be? How could it be, listeners? Built in most of the low-lying, poverty-stricken neighborhood, one devastated by Katrina and smacked again weeks later by Rita, there were scenes of near total loss. Hardly anybody who came home to the lower Ninth Ward seemed to think these homes could ever be lived in again. And there is the situation. A wetland, according to various sources, many people say this is going to be an off-limit zone under the Biodiversity Treaty, set up in 1992 along with Agenda 21. If you have not researched Agenda 21, if you're a new listener, vital that you know what Agenda 21 means. Vital, listeners. Vital information. I refer back to September 16th from the Oklahoman. An initiative led by former President Clinton to tackle poverty, climate change, and other worldwide issues is launching with a gathering of political leaders and activists who are promising to pitch in and must put those pledges in writing. Participants who fall short can't come back next year, said Jay Carson, spokesman for the Clinton Global Initiative. You have to keep that in mind. The Clinton Global Initiative. See, Larry Nichols was correct. Bill Clinton is not going away. We could have Bill Clinton in the prominent position of Secretary General of the United Nations by the time Hillary Rodham Clinton becomes the next U.S. president. Would that not be amazing? Bill and Hill on the Hill. Bill in the U.N. Hillary at the White House. Would that not be something? Would that not be a marriage made in hell? For those of you that don't research, you have no clue. Among the 800 expected at a Manhattan hotel for the three-day event starting Thursday, the British Prime Minister Tony Blair, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, and Clinton himself. And keep in mind, this is from September 16th. What a mess, people. What a mess. We have full coverage of the bird flu pandemic being created for us and at us and the rest of the world. And we do see here UN relief chief urges faster quake aid. With snow falling in parts of Kashmir, hurried relief workers tried to reach remote areas on foot Thursday as the UN's emergency relief chief warned time was running out for many survivors of South Asia's massive earthquake. What a time to create an earthquake if it was created. I have no doubt in my mind that it was. I'm very cynical. The tsunami at the end of the year, I'm certain that was created. And Darren found that a tsunami bomb was invented in 1944 during the Second World War. It's on our weather modification site. UN Undersecretary General and Emergency Relief Coordinator Jan England flew by helicopter to the Kashmir city of Muzaffarabad, where he said millions of people urgently needed food, medicine, shelter, and blankets. The UN estimates 2 million people are homeless ahead of the Himalayan region's fierce winter. Keep in mind the initiative for the ECHO 92 Earth Charter. Vital information. They say the following policy must be implemented. The Security Council of the UN, led by the Anglo-Saxon major nation powers, will decree that henceforth the Security Council will inform all nations that its sufferance on population has ended, that all nations have quotas for population reduction on a yearly basis, which will be enforced by the Security Council by selective or total embargo of credit, items of trade including food and medicine, or by military force when required. The Security Council of the UN will inform all nations that outmoded notions of national sovereignty will be discarded and that the Security Council has complete legal, military, and economic jurisdiction on any region in the world and that this will be enforced by the major nations of the Security Council. The Security Council of the UN will take possession of all natural resources, including the watersheds and great forests, to be used and preserved for the good of the major nations of the Security Council. What are they talking about, the major nations of the Security Council? England! England! The Queen and the Order of the Garter. The Security Council of the UN will explain that not all races and peoples are equal, nor should they be. Those races proven superior by superior achievements ought to rule the lesser races, caring for them on sufferance that they cooperate with the Security Council. Decision-making, including banking, trade, currency rates, and economic development plans, will be made in stewardship by the major nations. And what do they say here? All of the above constitute the New World Order. That's a new world order in which order all nations, regions, and races will cooperate with the decisions of the major nations of the Security Council. They say the purpose of this document is to demonstrate that action delayed could be fatal. All could be lost if mere opposition by minor races is tolerated and the unfortunate vacillations of our closest comrades is cause for our hesitations. Open declaration of intent followed by decisive force is the final solution. This must be done before any shock hits our financial markets, tarnishing our credibility and perhaps diminishing our force. Insanity at its greatest time in America today, when most of America have no clue about it. Most of America are fast asleep, slumbering at the directions that are being thrown at them, not knowing that anything's being thrown at them at all. Here we see Curin's flu vaccine cleared for production from USA Today. Full coverage of the bird flu is here. Pakistanis cut off by quake dismiss aid promise. We have the full coverage of the South Asia earthquake. We see rebels launch attacks in southern Russia, Chechen attack Caucasus towns. Putin talks tough. Fabulous information on our website. I am just amazed every time I go to it. This is not a compliment. This is just the way it is, listeners. He doesn't want compliments. He's concerned just like the rest of us. I'm concerned just like he is concerned. The menace. We have Agenda 21 in every country of the world, and yet no one knows this is going on. This is why Nancy Levant wrote an article many months ago wanting to know when other news outlets, Sean Hannity, Oprah Winfrey, any major news source, when are they ever going to talk about the documented direction of Agenda 21? She wonders, and we wonder, but we know why it's not being told, because everyone's going to completely have to transform their way of life, including no air conditioning, no electrical appliances, no automobile. When you research this, this is what's going to happen. The high price of gasoline is skyrocketing for a purpose, to make it too expensive to travel. The outsourcing of American jobs is monumental. That's on our website as well. Business and industry has disappeared in America over the last 12 years and longer. And yet you have a situation with Russia where we're supposed to ultimately merge with Russia. And we see here outraged conservationists are protesting a Kenyan decision to downgrade the status of a famed national park in the shadow of Mount Kilimanjaro that is home to one of Africa's biggest elephant populations. And this is bypassing Russia at this point. But keep in mind, Russia is paramount in all parts of the world with their investments and their digging opportunities for gold and precious metals and diamonds in Africa. A coalition of wildlife groups has accused President Mwai Kibaki's government of allegedly charging Amboseli National Park into a reserve alleged for political gain and vowed to fight the move. This is entitled Wildlife Group Outraged at Downgrading of Kenyan Game Park. Environmentalists think humans are the invasive species. The human population has to be culled and reduced. And there is the big problem, listeners. We're not connecting dots properly, most of us. This is why this broadcast is so vital. I see nothing but information on our website, nothing but current events on our website. And at this juncture, I don't see any other website out there connecting the dots like this one. In the past 4 years, the United States has drastically cut back on its protection of waterways and wetlands, whose erosion was cited as a factor in the destruction caused by Hurricane Katrina, according to a report issued on Wednesday. Coming from Reuters, the report by the Government Accountability Office The investigative arm of Congress examined how the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Environmental Protection Agency assert jurisdiction over many of the nation's waterways and wetlands. Environmental groups criticized government practices discussed in the report. Quote, losses of wetlands in many areas in the United States are unprecedented, yet the Corps is allowing many of the remaining wetlands to be destroyed in violation of its Clean Water Act obligations. Or maybe it is crops, excuse me, without even trying to figure out why, said Christy Levent of environmental group USPIRG. Navis Burmese of the Sierra Club said, quote, the GAO's report confirms the administration is secretly pursuing a policy that favors developers and other industrial interests, end quote. And once again, if environmentalists had their way, there would be no manufacturing in America. There would be no jobs in America except a service economy job. And this is what's bringing us to our knees. The GAO report found that under the Bush administration, the Corps and the Environmental Protection Agency had used that ruling as a reason to scale back its jurisdiction over waterways and wetlands much further than was required by the court decision. And there's more information on this. U.S. reduces protection of waters, wetlands. This is according to a report. Listeners. Wildlife groups outraged by downgrading of Kenya Game Park. I just covered that. Study uncovers source of California beach sand. It's all here on the website called AmericanExpose.com. American spelled with a K, not a C. Monumental information today, listeners. In the paper, I see yesterday, or the 11th, bird flu, are you at risk? An entire section devoted to this, and we're out of time. That hour went by very, very briskly. A spontaneous broadcast as usual. And keep in mind, there are many other directions to take, listeners, many directions to take. I'll be back tomorrow night with William Roberts. We'll cover the Vietnam era tomorrow night. Stay tuned for that. Do your research. Support this network however you can. They need your support. It needs to stay on the air. Good evening.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar can